And occasionally you will see one, but they'll get their shopping done and they'll retire back home.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to see a black, you've got to go back across the tracks. And of course, they have their couple of small eating places, you know, a place they can get soda pops or hamburger and so on and so forth. And even from the police department, they have very little trouble with, used to, but they don't anymore, with the youngsters primarily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the blacks and white have gotten along wonderful mm-hmm. in this area.
Do you happen to know what Walker County did in the Civil War? I know that Winston County didn't want to secede. I've heard that from the people up there.
In what way? You
well, I mean, were they, was Walker County in favor of secession?
Really?
I think Winston just wasn't interested. But
right. Well, you had individuals which were, at that time, were in the Civil War that were from Walker County. But to be honest with you, to give you true statements mm-hmm. as to who and mm-hmm. what, where and how, I don't. We do have a monument which is erected on the square here in the city, dedicated to a couple of soldiers from the Civil War. Mm-hmm.
Was there any fighting in this area?
Not particularly, not in this area, no.
Mm-hmm.
We're not.
Okay, well, I think I can put this piece of paper away now, having gotten the background material. And
stop in a second.
Okay. Would you start back with the place names again?
Well, the place name would be, there was an area almost a complete circle where was out of the jurisdiction of any fighting pertaining to the Civil War that I recall from history was starting off to a little town named Sylacauga.
Where's Sylacauga?
Sylacauga is south of Birmingham.
Uh-huh.
Sylacauga, Childersburg, Salor, and coming back into the Birmingham district and just circles it out, then mm-hmm. going west, coming out of Birmingham to Jasper, going directly west, you have no action whatsoever from here going into the Mississippi line that mm-hmm. I recall.
Mm-hmm.
North, not any until you hit into Tennessee
mm-hmm.
that I recall. Mm-hmm. This is almost a complete circle, just a hub left out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a number when you get into Tennessee and, you know, in Kentucky and what have you, and of course Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just a hub that was cut out of it. Why, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just recall that more or less from conversation and history. There was no action whatsoever that I know of in this district.
Okay, oh, before I forget to ask you to do this, could you draw me a little floor plan of the house where you grew up? If there was there one house where you lived when you were a child? Just sketch it on the back of this, roughly. Doesn't have to be neat or anything.
You want to rest while I do that?
No, I really will.
You want me to tell you? You want to do it just actually?
Yeah, just show me where the rooms were and so forth, and then label them on the diagram.
Where I was right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This would be in Norfolk.
Well, flip that off just a second. Now that's good.
Okay, now start again about the house.
Well, my father, he was living in Georgia where he met my mother
mm-hmm.
and migrated to Alabama to a little town called Norfolk,
mm-hmm.
to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, I raised, he built in the year of 1950, first part of the year, is in the winter month. Now, this is a story I get from my family. And it was in a one-room log house, and board roof, board and batten roof. Didn't have tin, it was board and batten roof. Well, I was fortunate enough to grow up to an age of, if I remember correctly, roughly 15 or 16 years of age, that I remembered this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mind was blank on it, but I never dreamed that the other of us was raised the same way that I was.
Yeah,
that's
uh-huh.
your fault. And, of course, then we moved, when I would say roughly, I'd be 15 years of age,
mm-hmm.
to a much better house.
Mm-hmm.
And this home was also made out of log.
Mm-hmm.
And this